Luke continues the story in the book, The Acts of the Apostles, and says that Jesus appeared to the apostles many times for 40 days after his resurrection in ways that proved beyond a doubt that he was alive. Jesus helps them believe, and finally he leads them to a place in Bethany, and he tells them, "I myself will send upon you what my Father has promised, but you must wait in the city until the power from above comes down upon you." Then he raises his hands and blesses them. As they are all watching, he is taken up into heaven. They return to Jerusalem with great joy, giving thanks to God. Soon the time will be right for them to start preaching the message about repentance and the forgiveness of sins in Jesus' name. Can be found in the book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 6. The replacement of Judas. The 11 apostles, Peter, John, James and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James son of Alphaeus, Simon the Patriot, and Judas son of James, gather in an upper room in Jerusalem where they are staying. They frequently pray as a group, together with all the women and with Mary, the mother of Jesus, and his brothers. A few days later, there is a meeting in the upper room with about 120 believers, and the subject is the replacement of the 12th disciple, Judas Iscariot, the betrayer of Jesus. When Judas found out that Jesus was condemned to death, he tried to undo his wrong by returning the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests, saying, "I have sinned by betraying an innocent man to death." The chief priests answered, "What do we care about that? That is your business." Judas threw the coins down in the temple and went off and committed suicide. The chief priest could not put blood money in the treasury according to their law, so they bought a field to be used as a cemetery for foreigners. The new 12th apostle, Matthias, is chosen by lot and added to the group of 11 apostles. Can be found in the book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 12.